Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We have a couple of holidays coming up. Passover begins a week from Friday.
That's right, and Easter a week from Sunday.
Yeah, this is a time for me of brisket and matzo ball soup, but Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has dreamed up some dessert recipes for both holidays, and she joins us now to talk about them. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, both of you.
Hello. So, Kathy, you know, you've been on the air many years now. We know you as more of a savory chef. Why are you thinking about desserts this spring?
Well, in New England right now, it is a bit gray and everybody's just on hold waiting for that burst of spring. And in some ways, there's nothing better than baking some really beautiful, simple cakes using seasonal ingredients. We're just starting to see the first strawberries come from the West Coast and soon they'll be local. So yeah, baking, warm up the kitchen, warm up your heart, and they're great for both of these holidays.
Okay, so the first recipe you've brought us, it seems designed to tempt me. It's a lemon tart and uses lemon curd. Tarts are deceptively sometimes difficult to make. What about this one?
Not really. It's just that word. You know, essentially, it's easier than a pie. You make a very simple pie dough. If you want, go buy a pre-made one. I am not one to judge.
Oh.
And you lay it into a tart pan, and you just press it in. You don't have to do anything fancy with the corners or the edges. It does its own thing. And then you make, and again, you can also buy a lemon curd. I got some beautiful Meyer lemons, and Meyers are like, they're sweet. They're almost like a cross between an orange and a lemon, so they're not quite as acidic. And you make this curd 2 days ahead of time, if you like, using eggs and egg yolks, fresh lemon juice, lemon zest, and butter. And then just before you serve it, you put the lemon curd in the pre-made pie crust. Once it's cool and out of the oven, you dust it with finely chopped pistachios. So you get that textural crunch, a little bit of salt, and then you could add strawberries or your favorite berry. And it is stunning and vibrant, and I love it.
Well, how many lemons do you need? Because, Kathy, you know how I feel about lemons. You know, in my neighborhood, there is a tree bursting with lemons. And I mean, no one is picking these lemons. And every once in a while, I walk by, I kind of reach over the fence, and I pick a lemon.
No. You know, I mean, the deal with lemon trees is if they droop onto the street, they're public property.
Absolutely.
You want a cup of lemon juice, so you want 5 to 8 lemons or Meyer lemons, whatever you can get your hands on.
All right. Well, the next recipe that you have is for angel food cake. And now this is something that a lot of people would rather buy because, you know, maybe the feeling is it's too tough to make at home.
You know, and again, another misconception, because essentially all it is whipped egg whites. I add a bit of sugar and lemon juice and vanilla and some sifted cake flour. But you need something called an angel food cake pan, a tube pan, which has an inner tube in it. You whip these egg whites into a frenzy and you scoop the batter into this cake pan, which you do not grease because it would cause the cake to slip down. And that's all you do. And honestly, I don't think bakery bought angel food cakes are that exceptional. It's quite simple. And not to be too poetic, but it's almost like eating air or clouds. It's that kind of light, airy cake. It's and not very caloric and very satisfying and beautiful.
So if you're going to use all those egg whites, it means you're separating a lot of eggs. Like, I just put them back and forth between the egg shell to separate them. My mom had a specialized egg separator. How do you separate eggs?
I'm on your team. But you want to be careful. You never want to crack the eggs over the bowl that you're making your batter in, because if some yolk slips in, it's difficult to get. I crack it on the side of a small bowl. I let the whites drip down, and I I kind of transfer the yolk from side to side of the eggshell. If some yolk falls into those egg whites, the best way to get them up or a piece of shell is to use the eggshell half itself. And it just kind of attracts the shell and the yolk, and you just scoop it up. So really simple, but don't make the mistake of doing it into your batter, because then it's really hard to get out because you have other ingredients there.
Hey, Kathy, do you have time in less than a minute to tell us about this flourless chocolate cake you have in mind?
Of course I do. This is a chocolate and orange cake. It is flourless, which is stipulated on Passover that you not use anything leavened. It is delicious. You can make it a day ahead of time. In fact, this cake, the longer it sits, the fudgier and more dense it gets. And it uses orange liqueur or an orange oil and Dutch processed cocoa. I am in love with this cake. And you just surround it with little wedges of fresh oranges or tangerine. Perfect seasonal cake as a way to celebrate these spring holidays.
Somehow I'm always hungry when we finish talking to you. Talking spring desserts with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We have all of Kathy's recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks.
Thank you.